Title: California Supreme Court Clarifies PEGA Standing When Individual PEGA Claims Have Been Compelled to Arbitration. Content: On July 17, 2023, the California Supreme Court decided an important state law issue raised by the United States Supreme Court's decision in Viking River Cruises Incorporated v. Moriana, 142 S. CT 1906, 2022. Viking River Cruises held that the Federal Arbitration Act, FAA, requires enforcement of an agreement to arbitrate California Private Attorneys General Act, PEGA, claims arising from alleged California Labor Code violations against the named plaintiff, notwithstanding the prior California authority that PEGA claims cannot be split into representative and individual components. In a short paragraph at the end of its decision in Viking River Cruises, the U.S. Supreme Court held that a PEGA plaintiff lacks statutory standing to pursue PEGA claims arising out of alleged labor code violations committed against other employees when the claims arising from violations against the named plaintiff have been paired away to arbitration. However, because statutory standing is an issue of state law, state courts were not bound by the U.S. Supreme Court's interpretation, a point that Justice Sotomayor flagged in a concurrence. In Adolph v. Ubertex, Inc., No. S274671, 2023 WL455-3702, 2023, the California Supreme Court disagreed with the U.S. Supreme Court's interpretation of PEGA's standing requirement and held that a PEGA plaintiff retains standing to sue for alleged labor code violations committed against non-party employees when the claims arising from alleged violations against the plaintiff have been compelled to arbitration. The California Private Attorneys General Act PEGA is a California state statute that permits an aggrieved employee to file an action to recover civil penalties for violations of the California Labor Code on behalf of himself or herself and other current or former employees. The civil penalties that may be recovered under PEGA would only be enforceable by state agencies in the absence of the statute. Of the penalties recovered in a PEGA action, 75% are awarded to the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency, and 25% are awarded to the affected employees, and plaintiffs' attorneys may also seek to recover their attorney's fees and costs. Prior to Viking River Cruises, California courts had held that agreements to arbitrate class claims on an individual basis are enforceable, but that agreements to arbitrate PEGA claims on an individual basis are not. In the class action context, arbitration agreements serve as a powerful tool for limiting the scope of claims that may be asserted against employers, and Viking River Cruises gave promise that they may serve the same function in PEGA cases. The Adolph decision. The California Supreme Court in Adolph began by acknowledging Viking River Cruises, holding that the FAA preempts California's rule that PEGA actions cannot be divided into individual and non-individual claims. The California Supreme Court adopted the U.S. Supreme Court's terminology of referring to PEGA claims arising from alleged labor code violations against the named plaintiff as individual PEGA claims, and PEGA claims arising from alleged violations against other employees as non-individual PEGA claims. Adolph held that in order to have standing to pursue non-individual PEGA claims, a plaintiff must satisfy just two requirements. The plaintiff must be someone, 1, who was employed by the alleged violator, and, 2, against whom one or more of the alleged violations was committed. These two standing elements flow from the definition of aggrieved employee in PEGA, and the California Supreme Court's prior holding in Kim v. Raines in El California Incorporated, 9 Calories, 5th 73, 2020. The California Supreme Court held that under the statutory definition of aggrieved employee, a PEGA plaintiff whose individual PEGA claims are compelled to arbitration under Viking River Cruises does not lose standing to assert non-individual PEGA claims in court. The court analogized to its holding in Kim that a plaintiff who settles a non-PEGA individual claim for damages does not lose standing to assert PEGA claims. Although Kim only addressed the standing impact of the settlement of non-PEGA individual damages claims, the California Supreme Court determined that the situation in Kim was sufficiently similar to a plaintiff whose individual PEGA claims are compelled to